Can I'm sorry, because we're really short of time. We've only got about 2 minutes before the news. So the adult book is A Man Called Ove?
A Man Called Ove, I think it is. It's
Ove,
a Swedish story. It was a bestseller in Sweden. It's by somebody called Fredrik Backman, and he's doing it's doing really well worldwide now. It's about Ove, who's a grumpy old man, and he lives in a quiet road in a suburb in Sweden, and he doesn't get on with his neighbours or anyone, really. He thinks the world's gone mad and it's full of idiots. So there's a lot to identify with.
Yes.
And he's recently been widowed, and so it starts off very sadly because he's decided that the time's right for him to die, and he's put all his affairs in order, and he's ready to do the deed. He's going to commit suicide. So it doesn't sound like a feel-good book, but it is. He doesn't commit suicide. He's interrupted by an accident which happens outside his front door. Someone's reversed their car into his mailbox at the end of the drive, and he's got to sort it out. And he deals with this incident and decides it's not the right day then for him to die. So he'll do it tomorrow. And tomorrow comes and something else interrupts his plans. And so it goes on. And it's got a real comic element to the book, despite this quite dark concept to start with. And it doesn't take us long to realise that Ove is, beneath his rough exterior, a very good man. And the family living nearby him in his street come to realise this too. And they try to make friends with him, though it's not an easy task initially. So it's full of silly incidents about the foolishness of daily living, and we laugh at Ove, but we also understand him and we relate to his frustrations, and we also admire the family who are trying to befriend him despite all these knockbacks. So it's a really wonderful book about communication, friendship, forgiveness, understanding, and being open and vulnerable, and also about community. And I think it's a book you'll want to read again and again.
Sounds amazing. I guess it has a happy-ish ending as well.
I can't tell you.
And I wouldn't want you to, really.
But there's lots of laughs on the way.
Okay, well, thank you so much, as always. Got any people coming to the bookshop over the next...
We've got a couple of thriller writers coming in August.
Oh, we're going to talk about that later this week, aren't we? What date is it?
It's Thursday the 21st of August.
Okay. Listen out, we'll tell you more a little bit later on. In the meantime, Catherine, as always, thank you. Sorry for the rush.
That's okay. Nice.
Take care. Catherine Lana from Browsers in Woodbridge with her good read. And I'll make sure I do tell you about those thriller writers later this month.